This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from WEXT Radio. Visit us online at wextradio.org.
¿Cómo estás? You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick, joined once again by my esteemed colleague, Dr. Ernesto Lechner.
Hola, amigos. Today, the godfather of salsa releases an album dedicated to the love of his life. A venerable Mexican orchestra records a live album of tropical music, and a ranchera superstar remembers the genius that was Juan Gabriel. Yes, it's a new music episode today at the Latin Alternative, and so much great stuff, right, hermano Josh?
Yes, Ernesto. I think I've noted that 2019 is already shaping up to be a great year on the Latin Alternative music front. So many great new releases that I'm excited to spotlight today. And wanted to open the show with a band that's certainly no stranger to this program, Ozo Motley. I mean, you could say almost the iconic Latin rock hip-hop, like fusion band. This is a group that has multiple Grammy Awards and I believe is celebrating their 20th anniversary since their first record came out. So perhaps it's somewhat intentional that they have joined forces again with one of their original MCs, Charlie Tuna from Jurassic 5, returning to the classic Ozo Motley sound heard in their debut album. This is a brand new single. Very happy to be playing it here first on the Latin Alternative. This is Ozo Motley's new single, Libertad.
Destructive habits causing influx of garbage. Instructions vanish, now in comes the carnage. Unless the chain's broken, I'm hoping that if a 20-year vet from cigarettes can refrain from chain smoking, the lanes remain open for change. It's simple as that. Medicinal music keeps the mental intact, eliminates the waste and identifies the faceless and homeless affected by gentrified displacement. Fights against poverty, helps integrity. Music can melt the cobwebs of self-depravity. If you can withstand this negative quicksand, then let this be the theme song to the resistance. Sure, it's not about abundance of wealth, it's love, health, and your freedom from the bondage of self. You could either be known to keep the children confused, or be the stone that the building refused. Gotta be willing to choose.
You're tuned in to The Latin Alternative and a spotlight on our favorite new musica from the San Francisco Bay Area. We just heard Hispanic All-Stars, the all-star collective featuring members of Santana, Tower of Power, and Los Mocosos. That's the group's latest single, Shake It.
And now we're going to Buenos Aires, and I think it's almost every week, Josh, that we discover some great new band from Argentina, definitely keeping the torch of the Latin Alternative alive. We're going to listen to this band called De La India, and I detected in this new single of their forthcoming album some strong influences of The Cure. I would say this is, you know, the kind of sort of anthemic song that makes you fall in love with the Latin Alternative all over again, and I would say Latin rock is very much alive. So here they are from Buenos Aires, De La India with Acelerar.
Sé que todo
You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative. You're listening to the Latin Alternative and a spotlight on our favorite new music. From Buenos Aires, Argentina, we just heard one of my favorite new bands, a group called 1915, or 1915. That song we just heard, Policia, I'm really loving. It's, you know, it starts off as just kind of what seems like Argentine indie rock, but then suddenly has a lot of these Steely Dan kind of classic rock influences, which I very much love. And if you like what you're hearing, please do follow us on Facebook at The Latin Alternative and on Twitter, our ID is Latin Alt. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition of the show by searching for The Latin Alternative on Spotify or iTunes, or just going to thelatinalternative.com. Now, Ernesto, I understand we have new music from truly, you could say, one of the most veteran Latin artists out there, Eddie Palmieri.
Yeah, Josh, and this is nothing short of amazing to me that Eddie Palmieri has in the past 12 months released not one, but two full-length albums. He's 82 years old. His debut album came out in 1961. That was La Perfecta, which had some amazing songs. And La Perfecta, of course, was that sort of that new sound in salsa music that included no trumpets, but instead two trombones. And it was a very fiery, funky sound. And that's exactly what Eddie Palmieri has continued to develop throughout the decades. So much stuff, dissonance, flirting with funk and rock and roll and Latin jazz, everything really. He's done it all. And Eddie Palmieri released earlier last year, he did an album where he was revisiting sort of some of choice cuts from his repertoire with a big band. Now, this new album is much more interesting to my ears. It's called Mi Luz Mayor, My Grandest Light or My Biggest Light. And that would be Iraida, his late wife, who was his girlfriend for most of Eddie Palmieri's life and then passed away, sadly, a few years ago. And Eddie told me personally that he's been trying to behave and be a good person because she warned him before leaving that she would be watching over him. And if he didn't behave well, she, on the other side, when he finally joins her, that she wouldn't allow him to be together with her. So Eddie sounded very serious about being a good boy so that he could rejoin his beloved Araida on the other side. In the meantime, he recorded this track that he composed, Mi Luz Mayor, in her honor. It's incredible to me just what love can do, because this is one of some of the best music that Eddie has written in a long time. And for the vocals, he enlisted none other than Gilberto Santa Rosa from Puerto Rico, just one of the biggest salsa stars in contemporary tropical music. So this is just a real treat, wonderful percussive piano by Mr. Eddie Palmieri. This is Mi Luz Mayor.
Esa forma de tu amarme, mami, es una bendición. Y criando tu familia no tienes comparación. Y por eso esta canción es para ti, mi amor. La luz mayor en mi vida eres tú. Y tú lo sabes, Iraida, que eres tú. En ese día que yo te conocí, te juro, Iraida, me enamoré de ti. Desde mis años de juventud,
mi luz mayor, Iraida, eres tú.
Eres principio y final, eres mi norte y mi sur.
Mi luz mayor, Iraida, eres tú.
Huele alto, doña Iraida. Thank you.
verdadera.
Mi luz mayor, Iraida, eres tú.
Amor del bueno, pasión y fuego, por los opuestos, almas gemelas.
Mi luz mayor,
esos somos
tú
y yo.
This is the Latin Alternative. Thus, you're plugged in to the Latin Alternative.
Oh, emerald moon, summer slipped by so soon. And when the hills turn to green, is it time to change the scene? Throw it all away, don't you? Throw it all away.
This is the Latin Alternative, continuing with an episode devoted to some wonderful new music. And of course, the Latin Alternative here is wide encompassing. We feature musicians from all over the planet of Latin origin, and one of them is Charlie Baldonado, based in LA. Now, back in the 90s, Josh, I was starting out as a music journalist writing for La Opinión, the Spanish newspaper in LA. And I totally fell in love with this band called Downy Mildew. They were sort of alternative rock with a little bit of blues, and it's very eclectic, very much an LA band. Some lovely vocal harmonies and wonderful compositions by one Charlie Baldonado. And I was always, throughout the years, you know, social media, Facebook, I was always looking for whatever happened to Downy Mildew because I want them to release new music. Well, then one day, Charlie Baldonado himself, the lead singer and composer with Downy Mildew, he sent me an email saying that, hey, I'm going to have a solo album coming out. And I was hoping that Charlie would still have that knack for composing memorable melodies and wonderful arrangements. And it's like listening to Downy Mildew again. The album is An Accidental Universe. I really recommend it. And we just heard Autumn's Gold, one of my favorite tracks off this record.
And from LA, we're heading down to Mexico for a group called Los Cojolites. A group that's a little bit below people's radar, but definitely getting a bit of a buzz, racking up millions of streams on Spotify. And I'm very taken with this song, which came out a little earlier in the year and I had missed it. It's a collaboration with Natalia Lafourcade. I want to take a listen to Nada Es Verdad. I have a feeling we're going to be hearing a lot more from Los Cojolites throughout 2019. Again, Nada Es Verdad, collaborating with none other than Natalia Lafourcade.
Guanábana dulce,
azucarada.
Ay, Guanábana dulce. Yo, what up? This is Santi from Montevideo, Uruguay. You are listening to Latin Alternative.
A la bala, bang, bang. La bala a dos pájaros al hilo. Mi don, mi maldición, one punch man. Por amor o por las dudas, deal with it, primo. Mi actitud es María Marta, bang, bang. Todos bla, bla, cómo se hizo, cómo se hizo. Va para ahí, mijo, bang, bang. Dame 15 pesos, alto guiso. Tengo la meta entre ceja y ceja. Transformar en champán mi vino lija. Dejar en cero mi foja, jaja. De baja, rajar de tu club de boludos a manija, donde el jefe baraja fajos y a mí solo me dejan las migajas.
Hola, vengo a dictarte en tu lugar de la góndola. Solo se llora por amor, pero yo estoy piola. The bridge is over, the bridge is over. Hola, vengo a dictarte en tu lugar de la góndola. Solo se llora por amor, pero yo estoy piola. Piola, piola.
El California, buen pistolero, cabrón, esa taratoya. Tranquilo y bajito la mano. El veterano que camina con la sombra de Babos. Filoso las palabras enterradas que dito. Y al que no le guste, pues que soplen un pito. Quedan mecateados, garrotazo y cinto. Me I stay chill, viola, limpio. Ay, cabrón, que ya llegó el negrito. Mata micros y les cae a los hijos. Chile verde, la llorona, grito. Dos, tres chelas, tequila y pisco. Asesinos de la barra y letra. No se metan con mi miel y cajeta. Ya me he visto que yo cargo maleta. Metralleta, esa rima ruleta.
Hola, vengo a dictarte en tu lugar de la góndola. Solo se llora por amor, pero yo estoy piola. The bridge is over, the bridge is over. Hola, vengo a dictarte en tu lugar de la góndola. Solo se llora por amor, pero yo estoy piola. Piola, piola.
You're listening to the Latin Alternative and a spotlight on our favorite new música. We just heard a collaboration between two of my favorite Latin hip-hop MCs. That was Santi Mostafa's latest single, Piola, and it's a collaboration with Kimo the Blaxican, one of the pioneers of Latin hip-hop. He was a founding member of the LA-based hip-hop crew Delinquent Habits, a group that scored really one of the first hits for Latin hip-hop on MTV, I want to say in the late 90s, the song Tres Delincuentes. Apparently, Santi Mostafa was a big fan of Kimo the Blaxican and reached out to see if he would collaborate, and Kimo turned out to be a fan of Santi. So you could say old guard of Latin hip-hop meets new guard. And that track, Piola, a little funky piece of Latin hip-hop, a little throwback sound. That's off Santi Mostafa's latest album, Escapismo.
And now, hermano, Josh, we're going to change gears a little bit and going to the land of Afro-Cuban music. And I've been wanting to ask you, have you heard of La Sonora Santanera from Mexico?
I certainly have. I know they're not a household name in this country, but they are certainly a very important group in Mexico.
Yes, I would say this is La Sonora Santanera, and they had a huge hit with El Ladrón in the 60s, believe it or not. This is really a long-standing tropical orchestra from Mexico. And anyway, they were the answer, I would say, to La Sonora Matancera. La Sonora Matancera from Cuba was sort of the first tropical orchestra with trumpets and a very nimble rhythm section, great piano by Lino Frias and such. And they played played all this eclectic repertoire. They play all sorts of tropical idioms. They could play a bolero, they could play a little rock and roll, they could play guarachas and merengues, everything. And La Sonora Santanera sort of follows on those footsteps, but with, I would say, like a Mexican sensibility. They've been around, like I said, for many decades. Now we're going to listen to this live album that they just released called Auditorio Nacional. That's in Mexico City where they recorded this album. It's a stellar live album. And we have one of La Sonora Santanera's greatest hits performed live. Here they are with La Boa.
This is the Latin Alternative. It's the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music. You're listening to the Latin Alternative and a spotlight on our favorite new música. From Oakland, California, we just heard La Misa Negra and a song called Acosadora, or Stalker.
That song is off La Misa Negra's second album. These guys are incredible live, Ernesto. I think they're finally starting to get out of the Bay Area and do shows. I just caught them in Oakland last month, and they blew me away. They easily sold out the venue, 500 capacity venue. And it's just nice to see a young Latin alternative group starting to make waves again. It's been a little while, I feel like, since we've seen a California-based band making noise.
Oh, now Josh, we're gonna become sort of, we're gonna delve into the archives of world music. And have you noticed that in recent years, I would say over a decade now, there is like a niche market of all these compilations that are incredibly specific. They focus on an obscure country, an obscure nation, and the genre of dance music that was recorded in the 60s or 50s or 70s. And I sort of, they unearth all these forgotten gems that many people didn't know about, and they deliver them with this beautiful presentation and remaster sound. Have you noticed there's like a whole bunch of those compilations?
Yes, often very geo-specific with very precise years.
Well, I love them. You know, I absolutely love them. There's been a lot of Peruvian music being released that way in recent years. And I discovered this, actually, out of a public library, I discovered this great record called Disque Debs International, An Island Story, Begin Afro-Latin and Musique Antillaise. And this is music from the Caribbean, Guadeloupe and Martinique. And of course, they were so close to Jamaica and to Puerto Rico and República Dominicana. So there are the Latin tinges all over the place in this wonderful sound. This is stuff recorded between 1960 and 1972. And I picked this wonderful track, definitely influenced by Cuban music. This is Henri Guédon et les Contestas, the band, and the track is Ban Ban.
Pongo la atención, señores, la contesta y orquestra me llama quite cuando bolero. Canto guagongo, canto biguín, canto mazuca y bomba. Bang, bang, yo sé que bang, bang. 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 Cómo no, en Guadalupe y Martinica, en el mar de Caribe, tiene salsa, tiene sabor, Quique canta, Christophe toca, cómo no, bam bam, yo sé que bam bam, bam bam, yo sé que bam bam, bam bam, yo sé que bam bam, bam bam, yo sé que bam bam. Salsa tiene sabor en Guadalupe, me llama Quique con la contesta, traigo bolero, traigo bomba, traigo bien y mazuca, como no, bang bang, yo sé que bang bang, bang bang, yo sé que bang bang, bang bang. Yo sé que bang bang, bang bang, yo sé que bang bang, como no.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative and a spotlight on our favorite new musica. If you like what you've been hearing on The Latin Alternative, please do follow us on Facebook. You can find us at The Latin Alternative, and on Twitter, our ID is Latin Alt. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition of the show by looking for The Latin Alternative in either Spotify or iTunes, or just go straight to thelatinalternative.com. Ernesto, what are we going to wrap things up with today?
Well, Josh, how would you like to hear one of my favorite Juan Gabriel songs from Mexico, but performed with a lush symphonic backing by the current king of contemporary ranchera?
Well, I'm going to take a guess and ask you, is it perhaps Pepe Aguilar?
Yes, of course, it's Pepe Aguilar, who actually grew up loving the records of Pink Floyd and The Cure, and started his career, not many people know this, he's begun his career recording a rock album with Rock Mexicano Band, and when things didn't go that well for him in that direction, then he switched to regional Mexican and mariachi and ranchera music, but always with excellent progressive arrangements. Now, of course, Pepe Aguilar is a household name in the Americas, and he just recorded an album devoted to the catalog, the songbook of Juan Gabriel. And one of my favorite Juan Gabriel songs is Costumbres, which I love, performed by Juan Gabriel, performed by Rocío Dúrcal. Many people have recorded it, but this Pepe Aguilar here brings something completely new to it. It's really a passionate rendition, and the orchestration, the arrangement, once again, is absolutely sophisticated. It's a joy to listen to. So we're saying goodbye with Señor Pepe Aguilar with Costumbres. Hasta la próxima.
Adiós.
Háblame de ti. Cuéntame de tu vida. Sabes tú muy bien que yo estoy convencido de que tú no puedes, aunque intentes olvidarme. Siempre volverás una y otra vez, una y otra vez, siempre volverás, aunque ya no sientas más amor por mí. Nada que sentir, y eso es peor. Pero te extraño, también te extraño. No cabe duda que es verdad que la costumbre es más fuerte que el amor. Sé que tú no puedes. Eso es peor, peor. extraño. No cabe duda que es verdad que la costumbre es más fuerte que el amor. No cabe duda que es verdad que la costumbre.
I'm Josh Norick for The Latin Alternative. The technical producer is Dave Michaels for WEXT. The Latin Alternative is a production of Josh Norick and WEXT Amsterdam, New York, a listener-supported service of WMHT.